All right, listen, I don't know how fully grown Republican men let Donald Trump just walk all over them like this. They love the taste of his boots. And today, I want to show you the moment that Donald Trump forced House Republicans to sit in silence while he bragged about how much he loves subverting their power. The entire first year of Donald Trump's presidency has been defined by him subverting Congress in every way, whether it's placing tariffs on every country except for Russia and North Korea, therefore subverting the power of the purse, or whether it's letting Elon Musk slash USAID, therefore subverting Congress's ability to appropriate funds, or whether it's starting an effing war with multiple countries like Iran or like Venezuela, therefore subverting the War Powers Resolution or Congress's ability to start a war. Well, today, he spoke in Doral, Florida, at his own resort at the House Republicans' annual retreat, and it was quite embarrassing. It starts off with Speaker of the House Mike Johnson just glazing Donald Trump and claiming that we are in a golden age. I can't wait to debunk that in just 1 second. And then it goes on with Donald Trump touting his tariff agenda, touting his war plans, while Republicans awkwardly sit in silence and listen about how he wishes they didn't exist. Donald Trump's entire political career has been defined by wishing he had unitary power, the sole ability to do things with no opposition party and no pesky Congress or Supreme Court to stop him. And that's what you'll see throughout this video. So drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the news. Subscribing to the feed and watching till the end of the video genuinely means the world and is the best way to boost our pro-democracy message. So thank you all. And let's jump in with Speaker of the House Mike Johnson claiming we're in a golden age. Lord,
when we were here just last year, we were talking about being on the edge, on the verge of the dawn of a new golden era in America. And my friends, that is exactly what we are in the middle of now, the new golden era, new golden age.
A new golden era. It's a new golden era if you are a billionaire or a pedophile who's in the Epstein files. It is a new golden era if you are Donald Trump or maybe Kai Trump, who is currently shopping with Secret Service using taxpayer dollars. We're making a video on that right now. It is not a golden era if you are the average American who needs healthcare, who is watching as the richest of the rich get tax cuts, who is watching as Donald Trump slashes healthcare while he goes to war with Iran, spends $1 billion a day going to war. They're asking for $50 billion more dollars from Congress so they can go to war. It's not a golden era when consumer sentiment is the lowest point it's been since 2014, a few years after the Great Crisis in 2008. It is not a golden era for Americans experiencing skyrocketing unemployment, mainly young Americans, mainly Americans of color experiencing skyrocketing unemployment. We are spending so much money on these wars. There are human lives being cost on these wars. We are spending so much money on these wars. We are spending American lives on these wars, time and resources that we could invest into our streets, our infrastructures, our schools, our libraries. But instead, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson claims that we're in the golden era. Dude, unemployment is up, inflation is up, consumer sentiment is down. We are spending more money on more wars because of Donald Trump. So if this is the golden era, then damn, Biden's presidency must have been heaven for the average American person. But the reality is we're not in a golden era. Johnson then begins to just glaze Donald Trump and say he's the most active, energized president ever.
The leadership of the gentleman that I'll introduce to you in a moment. He is the most active president, the most energized president, the most successful president, I believe, in my lifetime. And he's proven it over and over and over. And part of it is because he doesn't sleep, thankfully. He's got so much to do. And I know that because I get calls from him at 2 a.m. and 7 a.m., sometimes in the same day. He doesn't require a lot of sleep, thankfully, and he is the man for the moment.
I don't know if sundowning is a superpower. I don't know if being on a lack of sleep all the time and making awful decisions is a superpower. And for all of these phone calls you guys do, what do you have to show? Absolutely nothing. Johnson then says Trump's achievements are incalculable. I mean, I can calculate them pretty well. 1 percentage point increase in unemployment, 0.5 percentage point increase in inflation. I can calculate Donald Trump's achievements.
His achievements are incalculable. History will record that this president came at exactly the right time.
Did he? I mean, I can calculate his achievements a bit more. His achievements are $1 billion in cryptocurrency corruption within the first year of his presidency. Some say it's $3 billion. His achievements are new wars, striking 8 different countries. These aren't really achievements in my mind. But then Donald Trump takes the stage, and he begins to make the argument that this is just a short-term excursion. That our war with Iran that has killed 160 school children, thousands more, that this is just an excursion.
Better, stronger, and our country is doing really well. I mean, at a level that nobody thought. We took a little excursion because we felt we had to do that to get rid of some evil. And I think you'll see it's going to be a short-term excursion. How good is our military, right? Amazing. How good? Short term.
That's what they keep repeating. That's the term that they keep repeating over and over is short term. Brian Tyler Cohen, friend of the show, points out Trump in one breath will say, it's the Department of War because we're not afraid of going to war. We're not afraid to stand up. And then now Trump, he's like, it's just a little excursion. It's just short term. Please don't call it a war. We don't want to call it a war. Donald Trump then touts his tariff agenda as Republicans sit in absolute silence. The House Republicans have nothing to say, just sitting in silence as Trump is talking about how he wants to subvert their power of the purse, their ability to tax United States citizens.
Did that through tariffs. We had a little disappointing decision, to put it mildly, from the Supreme Court. Terrible decision for the people. But the good news is I have lots of other ways of doing the same thing. I just have to work a little harder. They want me to work harder. But we're doing the same thing with a lot of work. But I used tariffs to get this because I went to other countries. The drug companies were not easy, but I got them.
These are the ramblings of a delusional madman who is gloating about stepping all over Congress as he's talking to House Republicans, who are, by the way, likely about to lose power very, very soon. He then talks about the stock market going higher.
About 125 years ago, 1900, the year 1900, the stock market has set 53 all-time record highs since the election, and it's going to go a lot higher. As soon as we get rid of this stuff that we're doing right now, that we really had no choice. I mean, I think I asked people, I said, would you rather do this or would you rather go along nice and smoothly, but eventually have a catastrophe the likes of which perhaps the world has never seen? And just about everybody says, except for lunatics, said, no, you had to get it done. Should have been done a long time ago. The average 401k is up almost $35,000. Think of that. It's at the best they've ever done. And I think you're going to see some real numbers when this gets, because this was always a dark cloud hanging over not only Israel, which was going to get wiped out. You know, if we didn't do that B-2 attack, Israel would have been wiped out. They would have had a nuclear weapon within 2 weeks after that.
What the hell? There is no intelligence that says they would have had a nuclear weapon within 2 weeks. Now he's just straight up, okay, he's been lying this whole time, but now he's just straight up making shit up. First they said it was an imminent threat of ICBMs. Then they said it was within 2 weeks there were going to be nukes. Then they said it was actually a regime change. And I want to point out the only actual indicator that Donald Trump has used throughout this entire speech was saying that 401ks are up $35,000. The average 401k is already owned by somebody who is older and disproportionately wealthy. And if it's up $35,000, that means the wealth will already be concentrated within those people. So he's essentially saying that the richest of the rich people who are entering retirement have their 401ks going up more and more. I want to point out the contradictions that are coming from this White House this very moment. Donald Trump, in a phone interview earlier today, said the war could be over soon. Quote, I think the war is very complete, pretty much. They have no Navy, no communications. He said they've got no Air Force, and he thinks the war is essentially over. As this phone interview was happening, our Department of War Twitter account says, we have only just begun to fight. If it's over, then how have we only just begun to fight? And if we've only just begun to fight, then why was Donald Trump saying in a clip a little bit ago that we are still going to achieve these objectives and our excursion isn't quite over? It is all incredibly contradictory. And here's the moment Trump makes up a lie that, in my opinion, is almost worse than the weapons of mass destruction lie that came out of the Bush administration. He's saying that they would have attacked us. Within weeks, he's saying that there was an imminent threat of attack.
Had we not done the B-2 raid, and if we not done this one where we said Yep, it's time to go in. We have to go in. Have no choice. Number one, if we didn't go in, they would have come in after us, because I see the Democrats trying to justify it, and they're failing because the voter on the street is saying, you've got to be kidding. But I see where they're going. Where they're always saying, no, there was no reason. Well, I'll give you the best reason of all. Within a week, they were going to attack us 100%. They were ready. They had all these missiles, far more than anyone thought, and they were going to attack us. But they were going to attack all of the Middle East and Israel. And if they had a nuclear weapon, they would have used it on Israel. And this was going to be a major attack. And they had all of those missiles.
There is no evidence of this whatsoever. I want to end this off with showing you what Donald Trump thinks of the Iranian people. He said that Schumer is a Palestinian. He's a, quote, registered Palestinian. He then says he wants to protect the Iranian people, who are quite nasty. Now, this just makes me sick to my stomach. As you guys know, our policy advisor, Micah Irfan, who's a first-year law student, is Iranian-American. He's been telling me stories of how his family had been abused by the Iranian regime. The regime is bad. The people in power are bad. In the same way that the Trump administration is full of bad people, but that doesn't mean that you and I are bad just for being Americans. There are so many Iranians who are great people that we should be wanting to be free, to be liberated. We should want these people to be liberated. But Donald Trump is saying that they are quite nasty people. Just a few weeks ago, he was talking about freeing the Iranian people. He doesn't actually give a shit.
America, how can they fight us? The Save America Act. And I've watched them. I watched Schumer, who's horrible. What a horrible politician. He is now a Palestinian officially. He is registered as a Palestinian. He's a proud. He's taken the biggest turn of any human being I've ever seen. He's gone from totally pro-Israel to totally pro-Palestinian. He wants to protect the Iranian people that are quite nasty.
The Iranian people are not quite nasty.
But it's very simple. All voters...
This is incredibly sickening. I'm going to leave it there. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.